Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to stay. Extend your puff and heal of the starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to stay. Accept yourself and heal of the starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to stay. Accept yourself and heal of the starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer out. Today is the day.
Thank you for coming to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show. This is your host, Cindy Sharp. I am a spiritual business coach that helps healers heal their business so they can create raving, loving fans. So thank you for stepping in to this beautiful five-part series that we're doing that is talking about communication and how we can take the communication in our business to pull in clients in a wonderful, loving, God-filled, spiritual way. So thank you for coming today. We've talked about quite a few different things as the week has gone by. And moving up to these last two shows, which are today, which is talking about your story, a very important piece, and tomorrow, which is talking about the pickup line, as I like to call it. It's a loving pickup line, nothing goofy, but something you'll never forget if you call it the pickup line, let me tell you that. So what we want to talk today about is your story and how important your story is to your business. The theme of the show has been this week is talking about your message and how your message is really the secret sauce of what it is that you do. So here's what we get caught up in. We think that what we do is we do healing. We think that what we do is we do readings. We think that what we do is that we do Reiki. That's what we think it is that we do, but that's not what we do. What we do is we heal others. The name of what your education is or what your gift is just the name. That's it. It's just a word in this human experience. But it's not the energy and the flow of what you do. What you do is you heal others. So your message and getting very clear on what it is you do for others and being able to say that in a very loving way that allows people to know what it is that you do, not what it is that you are, but what it is that you do, makes a big difference to pulling in clients and a big difference to how many people you're going to heal, and also a real big difference to if people connect with you directly from the beginning. So today we're going to talk about storytelling. And storytelling has a lot of things that are really important about it. So first off, you know, as I said, it really shows, you know, what it is that you do and how important it is to others. The other piece of it is that it's very important to get really personal with that story, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. Make it inspiring. It's okay. It's okay to share that you've gone through struggles. It's okay to share that you've had immense challenges and that your life has maybe been shattered at times. But make it inspiring. You know, don't focus on what the struggle was. Focus on how you stood up. Focus on how you, from that struggle or that challenge, that you were led to do this loving work that you do and to help and to heal others. Okay, so let's talk about the story, because as you know, if you tune in to the 15 Minutes to Thrive to Keep Your Spiritual Business Alive, here's what we talk about. Every day we talk about one thing that's important for your business takeaway so you can go do some loving homework to move yourself into the flow and into the shift of pulling loving clients to you, or I call them fans, or my favorite is groupies. Okay, so let's get to it. The story is very, very important, and you're going to use the story in so many different instances. You may not know what that is now, so you may not have a famous idea, what am I going to use this story for? You know, you may not be clear. You don't have to be. Spirit has, you know, a plan for you. You don't have to know what the plan is. If you were led here today, your story is an important story to tell. So make sure that you hear that message. If you were led here today, your story is an important story to tell. So the story needs to be, I want to break it up, and I'm going to break it up into two parts. So the first part is really sharing who you are and becoming, allowing yourself to become very vulnerable. You know, once you allow that vulnerability into your business, and into your life, it breaks open and cracks open a whole another different area for the light to come through and for the love to come through. So I'm going to give you just a very few seconds of some of the things I've been through in my life. And I'm going to do it very quick because we don't have much time. But I've had abandonment. My family abandoned me. I've been in a children's receiving home as a child. I was raised by my grandparents, and there were some struggles there. Then in my teens, I had some physical abuse, physical, sexual, ugly things. And at the age of 17, my grandma passed away. And she had raised me, you know, and excuse me, since I was 4 o'clock, since I was 4 years of age. And during that time, at the age of 17, I became homeless. From that homelessness and from that wanting to be loved and this complete struggle and challenge that I had, all these challenges that I had gone through. And, oh, let me just mention one big thing. Because I was also born with a birth defect, and the birth defect is called Pullen syndrome. But what it another word for it is having a congenital radical mastectomy. So I was born with one breast. So take all these things, slide them all together, and you can see that they're probably a pretty shattered human that was walking around. So in my early 20s, I was connected to some very ugly, unloving relationships. Those are the things that I went through. But that's not my whole story. That's just me being vulnerable. That's just me sharing. It's okay. We don't need to hide anymore. We can share our stuff. I've obviously landed on my feet a way because I've allowed spirit to come into my life and to help heal me. And so I could do a long story, but we'd be here for 3 hours. So let's just get back to this class because we only have a few seconds. So being vulnerable is where you accept that you have a story that maybe isn't that warm and fuzzy, right? Isn't that warm and fuzzy? It's okay. accept that you've had struggle, accept that you've had challenges, accept that that is the path that brought you to this beautiful place today so you can do your healing work. So in your story, I want you to start thinking about where it is that you can be vulnerable, what it is that you can share that really allows you to kind of peel back the layers, open your heart, and show who you are. And then the next piece is to provide in that story, you need to share what it is that you do. Remember what the healing piece is, not, you know, the education piece, but the healing piece. So what it is that you do to really inspire, encourage, and pull loving clients to you through sharing how you do something in a very special way. So in your story, you're going to get very vulnerable. You're going to get personal. You're going to make it inspiring. You're going to allow people to be able to see themselves through your story. And through the emotion of your story and through the story of how you've taken that to heal others, you're going to invite people in because you're really going to give a voice to them. They're going to hear, oh, I've been through stuff too. I've been through stuff too. And I really relate to this person. You know, I really relate that I've been through my struggle and this person just keeps on getting back up and she's taken, you know, she's taken those lemons and she's made beautiful lemonade. She or he, I should say. So your story is to give a voice to others so they're pulled to you so they can be healed. As you've listened to this show, because I know it's very quick. Where in your life could you be more vulnerable? Where could you start speaking out loud about the pain in a loving way and turn it into lemonade? And turn it into why you heal people, how you heal people, what it is that they're going to get from meeting with you. That is your assignment for the day. So come up with your story. Your story doesn't have to be a long one. It can be very quick. It can be something that you can do in 30 seconds. There is no time frame or no correct thing. You know, if you're standing on, you know, a stage or doing a workshop or you're doing something a little bit bigger, you're going to want to tell a little bit more of your story and you want to have that a little bit clearer. But for today, all I want you to do is to think about the vulnerability of your life and how that's pulled you to the healing gift that you have been given. And how can you verbally, or how can you in your marketing materials, or how can you in your information that you give out, how can you share that in a beautiful, gorgeous, loving way? There you go, your assignment for the day. So I want to thank you so, so very much. Someday maybe on this 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive, tell my story. You know, the full thing from start to beginning, because we didn't have much time today. But the point of me telling you my story is I've been through some stuff. My life has been very shattered. And let me share this with you. Spirit held my hand all the way. And I've always landed on my feet in a bigger way, a better way, and a more loving way. And helping others to heal their business so we can together heal more people. If I didn't go through that ugly story, there wouldn't be this beautiful story. So find your way to tell your story. If you need any help, it's sharpeningyourspirit.com or learn it live. I am teaching a class that completely goes along with this communication, which is much deeper and gives many more layers. I'm sending you off with love and light today. Blessings and a big kiss. Love ya.